If we jump over to the livestock side, looking at the markets there, now hogs have been sharply lower. They talk about some weakening cash. We still got a lot of heavy, heavy hogs coming to market.
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, the hog market was in a seasonal time to decline anyway. And it was performing very seasonal. And with all the weights coming in and PED virus kind of slowing up a little bit, relenting, I think that what happened is, you know, these hogs, the producers kept feeding them heavy, trying to make up for lost production that they were having. And so, you know, and you have a huge amount of bellies sitting in storage. So I think all of that combined leaned on the market and created the break. Then you get the Russian news where they're going to retaliate, which we had to expect, and retaliate. And, of course, we're going to ban the imports of poultry and pork and beef. They don't take a lot of beef, but they are good poultry importers of the U.S., and then, of course, pork second. They are number one importer, I believe, if not number two, then they're number one, out of Canada. Now, Canada was on the list also for the ban on pork. That means those hogs are going to go somewhere. I suspect they come into the U.S., especially with a dollar on the rally. And so that is leaning on the hog market, too. But all that said, we still have to keep in mind we have not eradicated PED virus. You've got Japan with it. You've got Mexico with it. You've got Taiwan with ASF disease. You've got South Korea looking at foot and mouth disease. So there's lots of issues on pork production, and I think that at some point here this market's going to catch itself and catch its breath. Let's put it this way. If hogs keep disintegrating, how well is beef going to be able to hold in?
And speaking of beef, quickly, what are your thoughts on them?
Well, the feeder market, you know, yesterday did not make a limit down move, and I seen it in our office. We were short coming into that, into yesterday. We had people who sold it yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week, and we had people that had been short on hedges, and I was getting phone call after phone call to cover, to get rid of those short positions, and so I think the rally yesterday was nothing more than short covering, but so being back down today is no surprise. The key will be, do we keep an inside down day today? And if we do, and we closed in the lower portion of that range, then the buy stop should be above yesterday's high, which is 215.30, I believe, on November feeder cattle. And the market should start to melt on down. Taking out yesterday's lows, the market should get a little nastier. The low of July is 208.02. And we have yet to take that low out, but we've also yet to take out the highs of July.